What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And normally we have this rule, one call per caller per day. But Dustin from New Jersey called back in and wanted to respond. So Dustin, I'm first of all going to wag my finger at you for breaking the rules. And second of all, please keep it short and polite.
Well, first of all, Tom, have a good Thanksgiving. And second of all, Tom, you're wrong on the economy. If you do any basic research on the economy, just because Trump says, because it seems like he's just regurgitating what Trump says. We got the greatest economy. If the economy's so great, why is A.C. Moore closing all his stores, Payless, and Dressbarn? Why is the Federal Reserve pumping liquidity into the banking system? I wonder if anybody can call in and respond to those, because that's part of what's going on. You know, you just can't say the economy's doing good because the stock market's up. You know, what's the GDP? 1.5%? That's not good. You know, and like nobody mentions these numbers, but you, Mike. Nobody's calling in responding to these numbers. Well, the economy's good because, you know, the stock market's up. That's meaningless. The stock market being up doesn't mean anything because the companies are buying their own stocks back. That's what's raising their value. That's it. Just like that's why you got so many homeless people in the cities, because the rents are so high, because the value of those properties have gone up. Very simple if you do any research on stuff. And like in terms of like the rallies, yeah, so what? Doesn't mean, I mean, I don't want to, I want to respond to the emails you got. Doesn't make people stupid. It's just people believe in, want to believe in like stuff getting fixed. You know, they have the hope because everybody had the hope with Obama, but he had hope and change, you know?
Yep.
And that didn't work out. So I'm just warning people, you know, don't get your hopes up on Trump either. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good holiday.
All right, same to you. Happy Turkey Days. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Talking about immigration here, there's been another incident, and apparently it is not unique. Apparently in Belgium, a trucker was attacked by a gang of African migrant men with machetes. And apparently there was at least 12 migrant men. They attacked a truck driver with machetes, spears, and metal rods while he slept at an E40 motorway parking lot in Welshutum, Belgium. And the Romanian truck driver told police he was fast asleep inside the vehicle, parked at the rest stop, when he was awakened by rustling noises coming from the trailer. And as he peeked outside to investigate, he was attacked by these 12 African migrants who forced him to flee back inside of his vehicle after they attacked him with weapons. So they attacked him with spears, rods, and machetes. Here's the problem. The local police have had such cutbacks on their budget, they only had one patrol car in a position to be able to respond. And there wasn't, they were understandably reluctant to get on out and get into a melee, even though they're armed. But the nearest backup unit was something like 65 kilometers away. All righty, we have more callers on the line here. Sebastian in Sweden, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just want to talk about Greta Thunberg. Now they started.
Yes.
They're going to start teaching her in the years 7 to 9, which is approximately junior high school in America, and they're going to teach her as sort of a, and it's going to be in the religion studies. In that section, they're going to teach about her, about being a climate prophet. Can you imagine that in the schools they're going to start teaching, putting her in the classes of religion?
Well, we've been hearing that from a lot of the global warming fanatics. You know, don't look at the science and the facts. Just believe us. Believe that we know, we have been touched by the spirits and given divine knowledge that the world is warming. And by the way, it isn't. finally a set of raw temperature data was made public. We're going to talk about that later in the show. And no, the world is not getting warmer. To nobody's surprise who's looking out the window, it's getting colder. I mean, it's below freezing right now here in Indiana. So,
we have freezing here as well. But
they're treating it like it's a religion.
Talk about, Joe, the New Yorker that moved to Tennessee.
Yes.
I just want to say something about him that what he said yesterday, I saw it on, I got it later on a podcast about PC. It was priceless. It was the best thing I've heard about PC. I talked to my friend in Stockholm about it, and it was just great. So I hope he has, hope everyone at RBN has a nice, happy Thanksgiving. And I hope Joe doesn't watch these gloom and doom movies all holiday. But it was priceless what he said about PC. You know, it's, that's all I have to say, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. I mean, if you really want to know what nuclear war is like, I mean, first of all, there's a problem. The only people who have seen an actual nuclear explosion, there's very few of them. And because of the size and power of a nuclear weapon, it's very hard to bring it down to a small screen, even in a movie theater. And so most people who've never witnessed a nuclear explosion, they just can't grasp how incredibly powerful and destructive it is. And I mean, radiation from those Pacific tests is still floating around in the atmosphere all these years later. Anyway, I just got a text message, 16 inches in northern Colorado, 3 to 5 foot drifts. Yep, global warming there. Okay, let's go back to the phones here to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Listen, if the economy is doing so great, why is U.S. consumer debt now totaling over $14 trillion?
It's people are literally living on their credit cards. Because the cost of living is now more than they make. You know, after the taxes are taken out, there's very little left of your paycheck. And
well, then the economy's not doing that great, is it? Then I mean, all this.
Well, it's doing really great for the billionaires at the top. You know, it's doing great for people like Sheldon Adelson, but for ordinary Americans, times are very, very hard.
You know, all the rhetoric. It's all talk and no action. You know, it's like comparing to somebody who tells you they love you or they show you they love you. You know, I like to make that comparison when it comes to this rhetoric that spews from the mouth of this president. Okay, Mike, thank you very much. Have a nice holiday.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, Claire, and all members of your audience, including the gloom and doomer, Trump and American basher, Dustin from New Jersey. I totally agree with what Tom has said. Trump is the best president in my entire lifetime. When Dustin talks about the GDP and just up 1.9% or something, that was just only in the third quarter of this year in 2019, over 8 million jobs have been created since Trump took office. There are more job seekers now than job openings, so people can change jobs. Trump has reduced regulations in numerous industries, which, as Tom said, gas is pretty cheap in Florida. Well, one of the reasons is because Trump reduced ethanol requirements in gasoline for the smaller refineries, which first allowed them to survive and help many communities in America keep their gas prices low. As another caller mentioned, he got a lot of federal judgeships, which is, I think, important for the future of America. Dustin once said that Trump is a warmonger. Well, he's never got us into a new war. People are already in Syria. he did lop off a few cruise missiles that didn't kill one person on some bases that weren't even used, that were rebuilt in a day, and that some people say were,
James,
were being
James,
used.
James,
yes.
I think Dustin's comment is over the fact that Trump campaigned on getting out of these wars, not plunging us in deeper.
He hasn't. He's been reducing the number of people in Syria. He's been,
he just sent them all back in.
Guarding the oil. Well, except for the people, guarding the oil field, which is preventing
more wars. No, he sent the American forces back
from,
in to fight against ISIS.
Well, if there are pockets of ISIS that are still causing problems, that's good, because it's going to prevent more war spreading in the region.
That, Trump made the announcement that he was going to pull our troops out of Syria. It didn't happen. He moved them around, and now they're going back on in. And so there's a major disconnect between what Trump is saying and what he's doing
now than when he took office. There are less troops there now than when he took office. There are less troops now in Afghanistan than when he took office. You don't see him starting to escalate troops all over the world. In addition, he's trying to eliminate that. He's trying to eliminate the cost of NATO, which has been bilking America for I don't even know how much money since it was created. And he's also worked very hard on improving trade agreements. He got us out of the TPP, he got us out of the Paris Climate Accord agreement, which would have an additional tax on Americans. And furthermore, he reduced taxes on Americans, where I don't know if I take Trump's figures, but the taxes are significantly reduced. The stock market is extremely high, which benefits
the top. The Trump GOP tax.
I'm not on the top. And I'm able to basically retire off my income from my stocks. And I'm not on the top. I never made over six figures in my life. I'm an average guy who saved my money. Now, Dustin, he lives in a place like, in New Jersey. It's a very expensive place. Like New York, where I grew up, or California, where, the rents are high, and, you could have people making six figures in these democratic places where it's just very hard to live, even making that kind of money. Like a studio apartment in New York City, that's like $3,000 a month. It's very expensive.
Yes.
And so you got to make a lot of money. And so you really can't afford. So I think a lot of the benefits that Trump has done is just passing Dustin by, and because of where he's living. I think maybe if he became your neighbor, he'd have a lot easier life, or actually even go back to Ukraine. I actually think Ukraine is a great place. I went there. I think it's beautiful, it's cheap, and the best woman in the world. So he might even enjoy, going back there, too.
Okay, well,
that's all I have to say.
Ukraine seems to be heading back into open warfare.
And I wish you would, I wish you would keep to that rule of only having him call one time, because he breaks that rule pretty much every day, and other people do not break that rule. And when he calls back in to respond, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't really say anything more of substance. Just like nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. You don't need to hear that twice. I mean, if it's something real substantive, or could argue different points that, Tom or someone else would make, it would be much more interesting. But just to hear like a broken record of American Trump bashing twice a day is too much. Once a day, I enjoy it. But everybody, I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you enjoy it, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about Trump rallies. The reason people need to study the brain, there's something in your brain called dopamine. And when Trump speaks, he's talking about everything that the people want. And they hear that part. and it releases the dopamine. That's why they get so excited at the rallies. They start chanting and everything. You really need to check into this dopamine stuff.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Huh?
It's part of the mass experience here. It's what drives audiences crazy at rock concerts. And politicians use it at their rallies. If you are able to get that flowing in the audience, then you've got them. And Trump gives
exactly.
very good speeches.
You're exactly
He's
right.
really good at campaigning.
Yes. You're exactly right. And that's because I was trying to find out, I think of myself, why these people are so excited when he goes the opposite way once he's off the podium. And that's it. That's the dopamine. It's got the people. They've got to get control of their emotions and go with facts and truth, what is actually happening, and get off the dopamine. So that's all I had to say, really. I just want to kind of inform people about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that information, and have a happy Thanksgiving. And we're going to switch over to Lenny in California. Lenny, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, begging me to call in. His wish is granted. When he called in last week, he posed a question to you, did he not? That if there were two NFLs, one black and one white, the black one would fold. I simply called in and posed the question to him, since neither the blacks own the NFL nor the whites own the NFL, which one would fall? And I said both of them. All right, since neither one of us own anything, Tom, okay, we are not in a position to demand nothing from one another. We, on the other hand, are not in a position to grant each other anything. Do you see where I'm coming from, Tom? All right, but I just simply asked the question, which, you know, when you said, I want Lenny to call in, but you didn't say why. You muttered, but that's all you did was mutter. But the point is,
I think what he said is he's assuming that you tend to vote Democratic, and he was asking, what have the Democrats actually done and accomplished in California?
Good. We're right where I want to be. I don't vote Democrat. I don't vote Republican. I vote independent, and even that I find is rigged. I didn't vote for Clinton. I didn't vote for Bush. I didn't vote for Obama. I did not vote for Trump. I'm just here to live my life as truthful as I can live it and as real as I can live it. Now, as far as what Tom says, that so-called 34% of the polls are true, that blacks are waking up to 34%, I say good for them. But I hope that they're waking up for themselves, because I read an interesting article earlier in the week where Buttigieg said that he and the blacks have something in common. He's gay. And they're black. I'm like, what the hell is that? We don't have anything in common. You choose to be gay. I'm black. But as a straight black man, I don't have anything in common with you, Mr. Buttigieg. So what I would like to say is to the so-called 34% of whatever percent of blacks who may be waking up, and I hope it's for themselves, I'm glad that you are getting off of your hands and knees and stop being the literal donkey of the Democratic Party or the jacked ass of the Democratic Party. And to the likes of Buttigieg, Clinton, and all the rest of the back riders, get the hell off our backs, all right? Because we didn't come here to carry you, but you only come around when you need us, all right? And it's no different for the Republicans. But the point is, I just want to see blacks wake up for themselves, all right? Now, as far as Bloomberg is concerned, he's going to come back after he did something that was totally unconstitutional and instituted something called stop and frisk. When he knew, can you hold me over, please?
Lenny? Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stand the line. Don't hang up. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking with Lenny in California. And Lenny was starting in on Michael Bloomberg's entry into the 2020 race.
As far as he's concerned, he instituted an unconstitutional decree to stop and frisk mainly people of color in New York. And he totally knew it was unconstitutional, but he didn't care at the time. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. But now that he wants to become a Democratic presidential nominee or runner or become the Democratic president, he's allowed to go into the church of some handkerchief head black man. And I guarantee you that black man has two collection plates, one for the parishioners and one for Michael Bloomberg, and was allowed to stand up in his pulpit and say, I'm sorry, I did it, it was wrong, and I'm sorry. No, you just need the black vote. You want to use them again so you know where to go in order to be able to do that. So then you turn around, right around a few days after that, Mr. Bloomberg, and said, we need to take the guns from the black community in order to save them from themselves. You know what you really want to do. You want to get the guns out of all America's hands, majority the white Americans. You want to get their gun, but you want to scapegoat the black people to get it done. Let me say something to you, Mr. Bloomberg, from these cold black hands. You will never get them. Not from me. Now, if you got some cums that still want to live that way and give it up, that's on them. But you won't. It won't be happening here. Now, I want to get to the blacks who just seemed the 34% who seem to be waking up. If I'm thankful for one thing, if it's true, because I don't trust polls. I've been on this planet for 59 years. Then nobody ever stuck a microphone or a camera in my face and asked me a damn thing. So I don't trust polls. All right. But I can tell you what I feel. And to Tom, I asked you a question. You said if the NFL was black and one was white, which one would make it? I'm telling you, since neither one of us own anything, neither one of us would make it. All right. Now, as far as the black people who are just can't seem to get up out of their position, okay, or just being hand and foot waiting on someone to do for them. Okay, to quote Dr. King, can't nobody ride your back unless it's bent. Get up off your all fours and be men and women. Now, Tom, if you want to know what it's all about, I want to give it to you in an entertaining form. Go to the movie The Thing. Watch the movie if you like, and you'll see an alien that comes in and imitates all manner of men. But at the very ending of the movie, this thing has taken out everything in camp except two men, one black, one white. And they're sitting and they're staring as the camp is burning to an end. And they're either going to freeze to death or something is going to happen. But one said to the other, if one of us is a thing, the other one's not in a condition to do anything about it. If we got any surprises for one another, the other one's not in a condition to do anything about it. This is where we are, Tom. If you can equate that or transition it from its entertainment form to where we really are as humanity, this is where we are. Thank you, Mr. Rivera. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Same to you, and we're going to switch over to Johnny in Vancouver Island. Aloha, Johnny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you sure do have a lot of passionate people on your show.
Yes.
Hello?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about the separation of Canada. You just got wiped off my internet right now. So that was kind of weird. Just as I'm on the phone waiting for you to talk to you, your internet access got wiped off Vancouver Island. So, and there's a big push right now for Western Canada to separate from British Columbia or separate from the rest of Canada. And what the idea is we want to take Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and British Columbia and just leave. And this is a big push right now. And instead of Quebec leaving, we're going to leave. And I just thought, what do you think about that?
Well, I've been hearing a lot about that. There are a lot of various groups that are looking to do that. Back in Hawaii, I was involved with a group that's working right now with the United Nations to basically force the recognition of the fact that the U.S. occupation of Hawaii and its subsequent statehood were violations of international law. There are various secession movements going on down in Texas, and there was a group of Western states called the Western States Coalition that were talking about secession as well. And, of course, there's a movement to split California in two right now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, we'd like, you know, I think if we left, if we actually, you know, got our separation, we'd like to take the Northwest Territories and the Yukon with us. Because,
well, I wish you luck, but I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Johnny and Vancouver Island. We're talking about various secession groups all across the country. And Johnny, you had one more thing you wanted to add? Johnny, are you there? Okay, apparently he dropped, so let's go over to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, happy Thanksgiving, Michael. I just want to talk to you about what's going on with this wonderful welfare state we got going on. You know, I'm a military veteran. You know, I had a pretty good life all the way up to about 2009. Helped a lot more veterans than I think a lot of people have. But then I found myself homeless from about 2012 till currently. The only thing I've gotten out of this system is you go to apply for some help via VA, or you even try to get some financial help from a city or a local government. And the one thing they're really hip on doing is giving you a bus ticket somewhere else. So I've been, I got a bus ticket from Texas to Phoenix. And then when I went to apply for help in Phoenix, they gave me a bus ticket to California. I got to Southern California, applied for some assistance. They gave me a bus ticket to Washington. Applied for assistance in Washington. They gave me a bus ticket back to California. So nobody's interested in helping any of us. It's crazy.
No,
So I'm in this big storm going on in California right now, and fortunately I found a abandoned house, if you will, to hang out in. I'm sort of squatting, if you will. But, okay. You know, this whole societal thing with our government and whatnot, they just don't care about people who've served their country. I was in from 84 to 92, and some of the things they asked me to do, I'm ashamed of, but I'm still alive, and I should be treated as though as if I'm a human being, and I just don't think I've been given that kind of opportunity.
No, I mean, you know, the government will spend all kinds of money training you up to be a useful little soldier. And, you know, give you all this very expensive equipment. But once you're used up, you know, they have no more use for you and they just drop you. They don't spend a single penny on helping these veterans reintegrate back into society. Now, some of the veterans, they have, you know, family support. And they can come back home and get helped up that way. But for people who lack that, shall we say, domestic safety net, yeah, they just left out there. I mean, out in Hawaii, on the island of Oahu, we have about 8,000 homeless people. And obviously, if you're going to be homeless someplace, Hawaii is not bad. But a lot of them were veterans, and a lot of them had some serious medical issues, including lost limbs.
Well, you know, that's the thing is in my travels, which has been not by my choice, but I have bumped into several people at the bus stations on the same kind of program I am. They just bus you from one place to the other. They're just veterans. We're lost in the scenario here. And here's another thing too. Proving you're a veteran is tough if you're not carrying a DD-214 or a military ID. Now, I was only in for 8 years, so I didn't get no retirement card or some sort of ID that says I did do military. They either have to take my word for it, or I got to go dig up a DD-214 from somewhere, which is a record of your military time, your service. So, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous what's going on in this country. I just simply can't, I can't comprehend it. And I actually was in, I had to use a bathroom, went into a Target, and some woman, it looked like a John, came in my bathroom while I was sitting on a can. I'm like, okay. Are you kidding me? So, I mean, the whole world has gone upside down, and I'm absolutely flabbergasted at where I'm at in life right now. I mean, anyway, I just thought I'd call up and complain. As far as Donald Trump goes, sure, he's a good guy and whatnot, but he's not doing nothing for some of us veterans. Maybe some he is, but proving that you're a veteran is the hardest part about being a veteran. Anyway, that's all I got.
All right. Well, listen, good luck. Stay warm, and thank you for the phone call, and I can't imagine you have much to be thankful for this Thanksgiving, but at least, you know, try and find something positive to think about. Okay, we're going to switch from Andy now to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Mike. Hey, Mike, did you ever see the movie The Good Shepherd?
Oh, I love that movie.
Well, there was a powerful scene, you'll remember, and Joe Pesci was talking to Matt Damon. He said to Matt Damon's the CIA guy, he says, hey, you know, what's with you guys? You know, us Italians, we have our food, and the blacks have their music. What do you guys have? And Matt Damon says, we have the country.
Yes.
So I thought that was very powerful and very true. And I think these CIA operations, they run no matter who the president is. And
the CIA went rogue a long, long time ago. I mean, there is indications they were even involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Oh, I believe that. And, you know, the Bay of Pigs and all the Cuban thing, that actually was conceived during Eisenhower's administration. But again, they run concurrently no matter what puppet president is in there. And ISIS, I read also, the idea started late in the Bush administration. So ISIS goes through Bush, through Obama, through Trump. And I don't think a president can stop these operations. I really don't. What do you think?
Well, when Harry Truman started the CIA, he said at the time, you know, this is one of the most dangerous things that we have done. And he was basically looking at the history of secret police organizations that once established by their respective governments went rogue and started thinking they were the government. J. Edgar Hoover was infamous for calling his office the seat of the American government.
Yes. Yes, I believe it. One more point. I think Tom is one of my favorite callers. I think we all agree with him on like 95% of what he says. But he seems to want to argue over the 5% we disagree with. he's always arguing with Dustin and Lenny.
Yeah.
You know, Tom gets a little too defensive. I mean, I agree with 95% of what he says.
Well, he's definitely a Trump fan. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, every time we talk about what Trump campaigned on and did he deliver, which he didn't, you know, we can count on Tom to call on in and say, you know, Trump has done all kinds of wonderful things. He pardoned a turkey today. He signed a proclamation making animal abuse a federal felony, which I actually agree with, by the way. But again, the promises that he made to get us to vote for him have, for the most part, not been carried out. We are still mired in all of these wars around the world, and Tom may quibble over the fact about how many troops we have in these other countries. Well, if we have even just one, it represents a failure of Trump to keep his promise to get us out of these wars.
Yeah, I don't think he can. I really believe that they're puppets. And as the CIA example I was giving you, I don't think he could stop it. But, you know, Tom's a great caller. You know, your callers make your show. They really do.
Yes,
you have so many great callers. Tom, I love Mark from North Carolina. I haven't heard Layla in a while. I hope everything's okay with her.
Yeah, she kind of went away. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, but your callers are just fantastic. And on that note, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, happy turkeys to you too. And we're going to switch over to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just want to tell you what I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful for the people that don't interrupt the host when he's making a point. That don't try to talk over you when you're trying to make a point, because I want to hear both sides of it. So my little advice to everybody else is to, you know, just wait. And when there's a pause and there's obviously your turn to talk, go ahead and talk. The second thing I wanted to say I'm thankful for, I know there's a lot of dissension in the ranks over the veterans. Well, I'm a veteran, and I'm thankful that I got the VA. I'm thankful that as 100% disabled, I'm getting a check every month. I'm thankful that I've gotten medical. I've got a nice VA hospital down here in Long Beach. I'm thankful that they give me drugs if I need them. I'm thankful for this hospital bed they got me. I'm thankful for this oxygen they got me. And all the stuff about veterans are treated so bad is something I don't see.
Well,
I don't expect them to give me a house. You know, if I'm homeless, I don't expect them to say, here's your brand new home. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're one of the fortunate few here. Again, back on Oahu, I had reason to be involved, not involved, but to interface with the Tripler Army Hospital, which is VA. And we actually shot some scenes from Lost there, and I was up there helping one of the doctors with a video presentation for a device he was trying to invent. And the sense I got was that they were basically running a triage where they were trying to bring some help to the most serious cases. But for a lot of the less serious ones, the attitude is it's probably just all in their head. And again, the fact is that a lot of Hawaii's homeless are former veterans. Now, I understand that a lot of people coming back from these combat zones, they are able to adjust back to civilian lives on their own or with family support, support from friends and other veterans. But there are people who really don't make it back, and they're not getting the help they need to reintegrate into society.
Okay, well, yeah, there's all different angles. There's no question about that. But, you know, how many years did they serve? You can be a veteran with just 2 years of service, you know, and then you expect them to take care of the rest of your life? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, Mike. But anyway,
well,
I'm thankful.
My opinion, and it's just my opinion, it doesn't matter how long you serve. If you step on an IED and you lose an important part of your body, I think the VA should be taking care of you. They shouldn't look at a calendar and
Absolutely.
Say, oh, he didn't serve. Sorry?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. I'm not arguing that at all. But,
okay.
You know, I can't expect a VA to do everything for me. Okay, Mike, the last point I want to make is, you know, we got Lenny, we got Tom, and we got to realize that they're, you know, you mentioned it too. There are groups that want to tear us apart and pit us against each other. You know, the Black Lives Matter and the white male thing. They want us to get in conflict. What we've got to do is realize that and stay united, you know, black and white together against the
yes.
conspirator people that are behind all this. And anyway, that's the only point I wanted to make other than the first one. Okay, thanks, Mike. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to James in Charlotte. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, first, let me wish you hopefully have a really nice Thanksgiving. And we all have a lot to be thankful for, even with all of the problems and difficulties going on. I wanted to find out, have you ever interviewed Peter Schweitzer?
It doesn't ring a
you know,
bell.
He wrote Clinton Cash.
Oh, yeah, I did interview him some years back.
Yeah, well, he's got his new book out, Secret Empires. If you can get him on sometime and to talk about that, I think it'd be a fantastic interview. He really ties together all kinds of things that went on during the Obama administration, with not just Biden, but the whole vast range of corruption. And it was really spectacular.
All right, I'll try and get him back on.
Yeah, well, that's just my suggestion. Thanks a lot.
All right. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. All right, getting into the world of political correctness, and in my mind, this whole transgender thing has gone way too far. And the idea that even the White House is saying anybody can use any bathroom that they feel like using. Yeah, that's going to cause additional stress on people who are already dealing with a huge amount of stress just by virtue of the fact that they're working in the White House. But apparently, biological males who are saying, you know, I'm actually a female, I'm actually a woman, they're now basically trying to say they should be allowed to compete in the 2020 Olympic Summer Games, competing against biological women in sporting events. This may have been the shark, because this is going to force a public debate over this legitimacy of allowing biological men who are out there saying, I identify as a woman, to go on into these women's sports events where they're just sweeping up all the trophies. And to me, This is not only illogical, it's unfair to the biological women who have trained for years to get to the Olympics. And by default, they're basically being told, well, you know, we're sorry, you're probably going to lose to the biological men, but these biological men, they truly believe in their heart of hearts, they're women, and we have to let them in. And it's nonsense. And this may be spark that lights the candle of sanity in all of this. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of today's program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our show today on this Thanksgiving Eve, if you will. And again, a reminder, RBN is giving our hardworking staff Thanksgiving Day off and the Friday. So our next live broadcast will be Monday. So we hope you'll tune on in there. getting on back to political correctness, there's an aspect to this whole transgender situation that's not getting any coverage in the corporate media. In fact, in the view of the corporate media, transgenderism is wonderful. Everybody should love it. Everybody who's gone through it, they're just happy as all, whatever. The reality is very different. There is a huge, huge problem with people who regret having gone through the transgendering process, but that's being kept hidden by whoever it is who's pushing this agenda on us in the first place. So apparently there's this British woman known as Debbie and was being interviewed on Newsnight and discussed with presenter Deborah Cohen how she feels she mutilated the body she was born with by surgically transitioning. So she became a transgender male 20 years ago, and now she's detransitioning to go back to being a woman. And according to this article over in Post News D2, more and more trans men are deeply regretting the gender reassignment surgery. Now, for transgender men, well, for either one, I mean, important bits get thrown away during the surgery. And so going back is going to be very, very difficult. A lot of people came on out here with this idea that, oh, you're an elephant trapped in a mouse's body, or whatever the nonsense was going to be. And if you will transition, if you will change your body and take a bunch of drugs and become the other gender, some gender or no gender, who knows, that all your problems will go away. And a lot of people who started out with a lot of problems went through the process only to discover that having gone through gender reassignment didn't make their problems go away. In fact, it just added a whole new layer of problems on top of it. Okay, over at the Virginia University, the triggered liberal snowflakes protested over a fiesta-themed party held by classmates. It's cultural appropriation. How dare they have piñatas and ponchos and sombreros? It's cultural appropriation. I mean, this is utter nonsense. When I was growing up, having parties with a theme, and because I lived in Southern California, Mexican-themed parties were common. And again, if you don't like a Mexican-themed party, don't go. Stop running around trying to convince everybody else how to live their lives. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN and whatreallyhappened.com. We need to grow our audience. Please donate this holiday season. We've got our little stockings hung up. We've been good little boys and girls, and we need your help. So we'll be back next Monday live. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.